Welcome to the Prophecy Club. It is January the 1st at 1:54 p.m. Happy New Year's Day to you, and may 2024 be a very happy and prosperous new year. So this is the time that all of the pastors and all of the people that think that they hear from God are coming out with prophecies. But that's not really their call. They do all sorts of other things. And why they decide to come out with these prophecies when that's not really their call, I don't know. But that is our call. Our call to warn the people as watchmen. So I'm going to do what we're supposed to do, and that is to try to warn you about things that are coming. So I'm going to entitle this 2024, The Most Important Prophecies. If I were to cover all of them, it would be a couple of hours long, but I'm just going to cover some of the most important prophecies. Now, if you're looking for something new, I don't have a whole lot new. But if you're looking for a deeper understanding and maybe an overview of things that at least I think we're probably going to see in 2024, then yeah, you want to stay tuned. Okay, so here we go. First of all, 2024 most important prophecies. And the one I'd have to put at the top right now, now of course Dimitri is always going to be the most important one, but right now would be Pastor Shane Warren. This is the guy that back in 2010 saw a vision, and he said he saw dollars blowing worthless as leaves in the wind. And he saw the thing that caused that is when they start selling oil in another currency other than the dollar, which now has been going on for about a year and a half. So I'm really shocked it has not already hit hard and fast. Anyway, we're going to talk about that. Also, he saw a New Madrid earthquake fault up the center of the country, and others have seen that it splits the country from the Great Lakes, some down to almost the Gulf of Mexico, others all the way to the Gulf of Mexico. And he also saw the devaluing of our dollar that caused major rioting in the streets. I saw riots in major cities. I saw silver, not gold, but silver began to drastically increase in value, not gold. And I personally believe that if you want to get gold and silver at a reasonable price, now that's just a guess. I'm not making financial suggestions here. Giving financial advice, can't do that. But if you want to get gold and silver, I think that you're running out of time, because my guess is that when they start devaluing the dollar, and that is probably now in the works, I think that we are probably looking at first quarter. I don't think it'll be the second quarter. I think it'll be, I'm just guessing, okay, first quarter of 2024, and we're going to see the value of gold and silver start to go up. And for that, we'll send you to prophecyclubgold.com. Prophecyclubgold.com. These guys can help you take money out of your IRA or out of your 501c3, your 401k, and actually hold physical gold and silver. You can actually hold it in your possession, and that's what you want, and it's still a 401k, or it's still an IRA, okay? Anyway, he said, I saw it was literally war. It looked like civil war, and it was all over the issue of devaluing money. That's probably something we're going to see in the next few months, based upon the prophecies. Now, I've covered this too. In the first quarter of this year, here's some things I think we'll see. What we do know is that the BRICS currency, which is an asset-backed currency, now backed by, 46 nations, comes online today. As I'm speaking this, January 1, 2024, it goes live. So how long we have before the dollar starts devaluing, I don't know. I don't think it's long. I think that other nations, well, more importantly, I think the Spirit of God has said that he is taking America down. BRICS asset-backed currency comes online. And I meant to try to look it up again, but I think it was January the 8th, the Chinese come out with a gold-backed yuan, but I was not able to confirm that. Maybe someone can look that up and send me the link to it. And then there are some other countries coming on with asset-backed currencies, like Zimbabwe. I know that they're coming out with a gold-backed currency. So it's the big push these days is to get away from the dollar. The dollar is circumvented by many nations. The dollar falls instantly according to the prophecies. It's not a gradual thing. It's boom, it's down 30%, boom, 50%, 66%, and then finally worthless as leaves blowing in the wind. So I'm telling you, if you have money in paper someplace, that would be like the stock market or the bank or something like that, and you don't want to lose it. Now would be a really good time for you to call prophecyclubgold.com and talk to them. Talk to them. What can you do? Okay, here's my situation. Anyway, second quarter. Omer, and I'm going to get into this more in detail in just a second. Omer, my guess is probably the counting of the Omer, which is the 49 days between first fruits and Pentecost. And in 2024, it is April 25th through June 13th of 2024. So that probably means that the conclusion of this war with this Gaza war in Israel right now, I believe that the conclusion of this will be that they will give the Palestinians a state. I think that Israel is going to see that they just aren't strong enough to defeat all of their enemy, which would be all of the nations of the Middle East, all the Muslim nations. That for Israel to have peace, they'd have to defeat all of the Muslim nations. And prophecy says they're going to, I believe. And I think what's going to happen is they'll see they can't defeat, they're not strong enough right now to defeat the Muslim nations. And so they'll stop and they'll give the Palestinians a state. But what the prophecy says here, I'll show you. Right here. Okay. But the Palestinian state would be a temporary measure to allow the Israelis time to strengthen the military. Then oil would be discovered in Israel. The oil actually does two things. One, it gives Israel the money to build up their military, and it makes the Jews willing to fight for their land. And then at some point in the future, when Israel is strong enough, they bring out their secret weapon. Remember the newspaper headline that was brought out by John Paul Jackson, prophet, where he says, I think it was something like, what other secret weapons does Israel have? So apparently Israel has some kind of a secret weapon. They bring it out, and that allows them to defeat almost all of their Muslim nations. I mean, it is a massive slaughter, according to the prophecies. And Israel is going to get back all of their land from the Euphrates all the way back over to the Nile. And it'll be Israel and America who go against most of the rest of the Arab world. And I think that that's when Israel emerges the great victor and America emerges and she gets defeated. That's when Russia attacks. Okay, now let's go back here. So first quarter is probably the fall of the dollar. Second quarter, because still fighting this bug, sorry. For all my life, I've heard people say, if you want to know what God's time clock is, you watch Israel. And that's true. Okay, so what's going on with Israel? Well, right now, Israel is at war. And there's all kinds of theories floating around out there about, you know, who caused this and who really is behind it and all this sort of stuff. At the end of the day, I believe it's going to give the Israelis their land back. And that's what I believe the prophets are saying. Then when America causes the Jerusalem to be split, or when we split Israel, probably the very next day is when the New Madrid Fault hits us, or the earthquake. And that's going to be devastating to America. Let me go back to the prophecies on that. So when that happens, the newspaper headline will be Omer ushers in Palestinian state. Probably the next day would be catastrophe hits America. Just guessing. Don't know exactly, but probably that's what it is. Then matter of one of America's greatest times of need as America cries to the nations, help, 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 we've had a big earthquake and we need help. And in all of that, Israel refuses to help America. Why? Because we just split their land. We just stabbed Israel in the back. Like right now, instead of people in America protesting, Leslie and I were talking about this the other day, we are shocked at how many Christians are not supporting Israel. Christians not supporting Israel. Israel refuses help to America because we just stabbed Israel in the back by forcing them to give the Palestinians a state. Then Israel is attacked, America sends troops. This is when this part of the prophecy takes over, where it says Israel and America go against most of the rest of the Arab world. Then chaos reigns as Americans protest help to Israel. We're seeing that right now. We're seeing Christians in America turn against Israel. Remember, Genesis 12:2 says, I will bless them that bless you, and I'll curse them that curse you. We never, ever, ever, according to the Bible, we never go against Israel. They may be wrong. America is sometimes wrong. But we stand with Israel simply because Genesis 12:2 says, stand behind Israel, or you get cursed, one or the other. It will start with an internal revolution. Now, that's probably... going to start, I'm just guessing, latter part of 24. It could be into early 25. Could be, I hope it's beyond that. But today we're trying to lay down some possible scenarios. Okay, so first quarter, fall of the dollar. Second quarter, the big deal is what's going on with Israel. Third quarter, this may be the internal revolution. It may also be, and also possibly into the fourth quarter, it could be when Donald John Trump has returned to power. That also could be the internal revolution. That also could be simply an honest election. And I'll show you that in just a second. And let me refresh your memory. The most important prophecy is one given to Dmitri, and that was given August the 3rd of 1984. The angel Gabriel came to him and said, the fall of America will start with an internal revolution in America started by the communists. Some of the people will start fighting against the government. The government will be busy with internal problems. Then from the oceans, Russia, Cuba, Nicaragua, Central America, Mexico, and two of the countries will attack and defeat America in 1 hour. Now, I want to believe that the difference between the time between the internal revolution starting and when Russia attacks, I want to believe that that's several years. I said, I want to believe. I don't know that I can say that. Then also is another confirmation, and this ties into the next point that I want to make. Terry Bennett was told that while we'll have a fractional government, the military will step in and seize control of our federal government. That's the second. I think I've got seven people that have seen that Russia will attack America. Seize control of our federal government. You call it a coup, but in all honesty, it'll be to help our nation. That's why the military will step in. Then Jack Rigney comes along. He also has a dream. I saw an armored battalion of tanks, Humvees, with roof-mounted machine guns and armored personnel carriers with cannons go to the Capitol, the Supreme Court, and the White House. Army personnel disarmed all Secret Servicemen, guards, police guarding those buildings. Then the Army personnel went back in all three different buildings and took whatever they wanted. He saw military take over temporary control of the nation to arrest the evildoers and the wrongdoers. He said, under certain circumstances, the military can step in to do that. Now, let me refresh your memory before I go into this next segment here. You remember that Benjamin Fulford was told by the elite, we've been ruling this planet for thousands of years and we'll destroy it rather than give it up. So they operate on blackmail. In other words, you let us rule you or we're going to kill you or we'll destroy your society. And I wrote this down, 11-11 of 2019. I saw Donald Trump being interviewed. He just got off the helicopter and he came up and they were asking him questions. You know how they did. He says, I think in light of all the things going on, and you know what I mean by that, the fake news, the commies of the world, all the bad things that went on, it is called the swamp. And you know what happened? And you know what I did? A big favor. I caught the swamp. I caught them all. Let's see what happens. Nobody else could have done that but me. I caught all of this corruption that was going on, and nobody else could have done it. Now, remember that, because it ties in with this. So then, Timothy Dixon of 2022 said he had an angel visit him. He said, "The Lord took both of my hands. Instantly, I was looking down on the Red Sea. Pharaoh's army was in the middle of the sea, and I saw the sea start closing in on Pharaoh's army. Then the headline of the Washington Post read, 'He's back. President Donald J. Trump is back,' in big letters. Then I saw a reporter with Washington, D.C. TV station with Fox 5 Alive on the microphone say, 'They just called in the National Guard. They're putting security fences around the White House, Supreme Court, and all the other important government buildings. There's hostility due to the overwhelming truth coming out about the cover-up of the election now exposed in this takeover of America.'" Cover-up of election, that's not 2020. That's probably 2024, okay? "People were being arrested. A lot of mischief was coming to light. There were emergency hearings at the Supreme Court building. There was anger and hostility. It was not just over Roe versus Wade. The truth was intentionally being revealed. God was exposing and shaking things. I saw senators, governors, and other government officials who had not accepted any cheating, now seeing video proof was undeniable, they changed their minds instantly. Things flipped and totally turned around instantly. The news was forced to air this. It was overwhelming. The evidence took over the deep state. About 12 to 15 senators and mixed political leaders saw the video of the silencing of the witnesses. The footage of the silencing of the witnesses was to take them out. They were calling the video the Silence of the Lambs. It showed the hostilities taking place inside the Capitol. Tables turned against evil. Now reveal the truth. I saw some handcuffed, arrested, others running to avoid arrest. It happened fast. The deep state didn't have time to retaliate. I saw Mike Pence, which in my opinion has turned to be a bad guy, but apparently not. I hope he's a good guy. I saw Mike Pence on the steps of the Supreme Court. He was helping overturn this evil. This was all carefully planned and executed. It was the reversal of procedures. They were reversing evil. They had some trouble completing the reversal. There were delays in restoring the presidency. They had to come up with a new strategy. The reporter said, "It appears that we have been at war with ourselves, a civil war, but we never fired a shot." Now, as confirmation, this is Henry Groover. Of the 160 guest speakers, making 330 DVDs over 25 years, he is, both me and my wife, and many people, he is our favorite. In other words, if there's anybody I know hears from God, in addition to Dimitri Dudeman, it would be Henry Groover. In this vision, he said, "I opened the door to see Donald John Trump and his wife dressed like a king." You see, I don't think he's coming back as president of a failed all-capital corporation. I think he's coming back as a king of the new Republic of the United States of America. "I opened the door to see Donald John Trump and his wife dressed like a king. His wife is carrying a shawl on her left arm made of gold tweed with big royal jewels in it. 'Mr. Don John Trump, what do I owe the honor of your visit?' He said, 'Oh, Henry, never mind, we're just family. This is just a family visit, and I just came to see you.' He sits, and his wife puts his shawl over his shoulders, and it drapes down at the front of him and stands beside him. It is beautiful, made for royalty. The whole visit was strictly family. He was asking about our different children, how they're doing, and we were visiting. Finally, he stands up and says, 'Well, I've got a lot to do,' and says, 'You know, I'll be back. I'll be back.' So he says it twice. After the limo drives off, I wave my arms, trying to tell him he left his shawl. Then I hear this voice speak from behind me saying, 'He'll be back.' I said, 'Wow, okay.' And the vision ended. Now, my guess is that either the election is going to be honest, or as a result of the election, they catch a bunch of bad guys and they turn it all around. And that would happen in November. And I recalled several other things from Dana Coverstone said what happened in November. Let's go on, though. Now, as a further confirmation, Terry Bennett said, I saw in the governmental agreement we'll have to go through a dramatic change in our government. There will be a time of anarchy and chaos. For a while, we'll have a fractional government, which means basically our government will come down to the state level because of the military stepping in and seizing control of the federal government. You'd call it a coup, but in all honesty, it'll be to help our nation. That's why the military will step in. So the internal revolution is actually a good thing. It's actually the good people in America trying to take back control of our nation, but unfortunately, there's not enough Christians to take back control, and Russia attacks and defeats us. Now, let's jump to Barry Wunsch. 2021. I woke up at 1:30 and I saw the front cover of a newspaper that said, Victory. Donald John Trump sweeps the nation. That's what it really said. I just abbreviated that. It was time for the nation to celebrate, like after a time of war, the celebration comes. I saw masses of people coming out on the streets with American flags celebrating. There was still some work to be done. There was still high tension in the air. I was taken to a fence line outside of the White House and saw a huge crowd gathering. The American people came out onto the streets to see what was going on. I saw people who had conspired and engineered evil surrounded inside the White House with nowhere to run, nowhere to escape. It was the end for them. I saw military troops supporting for safety enter into the White House and other buildings and escort out the evil ones like prisoners of war brought out in front of the front lawn of the White House, lined up row upon row in handcuffs and shackles. Their day was over. The crowd cheered with a great outburst as each group was brought out and put on display. The people in the streets cheered as evil was being dealt with. The patriots were singing anthems and songs of victory in the streets, giving thanks to God. That's the internal revolution. Problem is it doesn't stick. There's too much evil. Then we'll see some of the people, like some of the immigrants, some of the evil people in America, start fighting against the government because we're a nation divided. All the corrupted ones were extracted and marched into the streets, surrounded by an army, marching them through the streets in humiliation. They were about to face the consequences for all the evil and corruption. They were brought into a portable holding area like a mobile army base unit for processing to face righteous judges. They were going on trial, facing justice for the highest of consequences, and were to get all that they had coming to them for their crimes against humanity. But see, the devil's not going to stand still for this. He destroys our nation. He's given permission to destroy our nation because Babylon the Great has fallen, has become the habitation of devils, the hold of every foul spirit, and the cage of every unclean and hateful bird. Then I'm taken to the inauguration ceremony for DJT. Surrounded by military, DJT is inaugurated as President of the United States. Now, that's where I question. They may be called him president, but I think he will have kingly powers, which is much more powerful than president. There was no showboating. It was serious business. The job was finished and time to heal and rebuild. I saw the public opposed DJT instantly see truth that they could no longer deny. They could now see the evil that had been done by these corrupt ones, and the spirit of anarchy in them had been broken. I saw big military cargo planes, open ramps, and special teams from the United States load pallets of legal documents departing to other nations to go and do likewise to foreign dignitaries, awaiting their arrival in other nations. Plans were strategically set in place to arrest and bring foreign corrupt leaders to justice. The world will never be the same. I watched them deploy into nation after nation, and they were rejoiced in the streets as justice was served and freedom, truth, and righteousness flowed like waters. Brothers and sisters, I think we all hope and pray that this really does come and that America really doesn't fall until Jesus returns. But for this not to happen, you got to take 6 chapters out of the Bible. So this maybe happened, but it'll be a temporary thing. Those who were left standing had a great reward. It was revival time. A time to heal, so great things are coming. Some of the things in there don't fit with other prophecies. Then 2021, Jason Meeks. The dream starts out, we stop by an ATM machine to get some cash for the toll road. I put in my card, got $20 out, but realized I didn't get enough. So I put it back in. Now all of a sudden, it was $42 to get the 20 bucks out. Just for the ATM fee, which is usually $1 or $2. The transactions were within seconds of each other. In other words, when our dollar falls, it falls quickly. And several other prophecies have said the same thing. As we drove home, we stopped at a major bank. The television screens were showing massive arrests. An alert went out on my cell phone that DJT was assuming control as the new president. I expected people would be rioting and looting, but people were happy, celebrating in the streets, almost like VJ Day in World War II. In the dream, a man came to me and started crying, saying how all his evil bosses had been arrested and rounded up, telling me that he was now in charge of the bank. He was a Christian and had been praying for this for years. As people took to the streets in victory and celebration, we joined in. We jumped on the back of a fire truck to catch a ride in the parade because the streets were so full you could not walk. Everything was amazing. Then I heard a huge explosion. A suitcase nuke had been detonated within the city. Remember what they said? We've been ruling this planet for thousands of years. We'll destroy it rather than give it up. I believe that there's a very good possibility that this is when the suitcase nukes go off. I did not see the explosion, but I heard the shockwave. We jumped off the truck, ran into the restaurant for protection from the blast. But we were far enough away that no mass nuclear effect, just broken windows and glass, more like an earthquake. Then an alert came over the phone saying, nuclear emergency, shelter in place. I think those are some of the most important things, important prophecies to watch for in 2024. If you have not got yourself ready, now would be a really, really good time to get yourself ready, my brothers and sisters. I recommend if you want to have your wealth not lost, if you've got it in an IRA, if you got it in a 401k, if you got it in a bank, if your wealth is in paper, as Lindsay Williams said, it's worth the paper it's written on. In other words, it's about to be worthless. So I'll send you to prophecyclubgold.com. You can also reach them. Call 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653. They'll give you some ideas on what to do. That is their job, to help you not lose your wealth. I also recommend you go to josephkitchen.com. Get yourself a machine package. That's the wherewithal to grind the wheat berries into flour. Put those into a bread machine with five other ingredients. Push about 2 hours or 40 minutes later to have a nice hot loaf of whole wheat bread. I've had many people email me. They absolutely love the bread. They love the whole idea. And see, because it's long-term storage food. And as in the days of Pharaoh, what fed the world for 7 years? It was wheat. I believe wheat is God's food for famines, for God's famine food. There is no perfect one food a person could eat for their whole lifetime and be totally healthy. But in my opinion, bread may come the closest. I mean, why does God call us the wheat? Wheat and the tares, okay. I think it's because the primary thing we're supposed to be eating is wheat. So go there, and then after you get the machine package, that's all of the mechanical things to make the bread, then you decide how much food you want. By the way, most of your long-term storage food, you're talking $9,000 or $10,000 to feed one person for 1 year. Did you get that? $9,000 to $10,000, one person, 1 year. Joseph Kitchen can show you how to do it for about $1,000 per person. We're not talking about half price. We're not talking about 80% less, we're talking about like 90% less than what the other people can tell you that they can get you long-term storage for. I do not know of anybody that can beat that. This is an actual loaf of bread that I actually made. I eat bread. I mean, it's I also have to say that it's brought my cholesterol down. It's brought my blood pressure down. And that I don't get hungry as often. I typically will have a slice for breakfast and a slice for lunch and then a normal meal for whatever. And I've lost 30 pounds over the last year. And in my opinion, I think the primary thing is that did it was, of course, watching what I eat and, you know, all the other things, but bread. So I eat bread as the primary source. And it's also, it'll reduce your food budget too. Anyway, go check it out. So what is an EMP shield device? It's a device you can put on your car and your house that in an EMP attack is supposed to stop the attack. And if you go to empshield.com and if you use the promo code PROPHECY, they give you a $50 discount. They also have videos up there, shows you how to install it on your car and your house and everything, and it's not difficult at all. I've got one of them right here. Red goes to red, black goes to black, green goes to the car, body of your car, and you just peel it off the back, stick it under there. Got another device that goes on your house. So, not complicated. Take you about 10 minutes to put them in. So, empshield.com, promo code is PROPHECY.